Ye shall receive power. April 22. Not guided by emotions. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Sanctification is not a happy flight of feeling, not the work of an instant, but the work of a lifetime. If anyone claims that the Lord has sanctified him and made him holy, the proof of his claim to the blessing will be seen in the fruits of meekness, patience, long-suffering, truthfulness, and love. If the blessing that those who claim to be sanctified have received leads them to rely upon some particular emotion, and they declare there is no need of searching the Scriptures that they may know God's revealed will, then the supposed blessing is a counterfeit, for it leads its possessors to place value on their own unsanctified emotions and fancies, and to close their ears to the voice of God in His Word. Why need those who claim they have had special manifestations of the Spirit, and the witness that their sins are all forgiven, conclude that they can lay the Bible aside and from henceforth walk alone? When we ask those who claim to have been instantaneously sanctified, if they are searching the Scriptures as Jesus told them to do, to see if there is not additional truth for them to accept, they answer, God makes known His will to us directly in special signs and revelations, and we can afford to lay the Bible aside. There are thousands who are being deceived by trusting to some special emotion and discarding the Word of God. They are not building upon the only safe and sure foundation, the Word of God. A religion that is addressed to intelligent creatures will produce reasonable evidences of its genuineness, for there will be marked results in heart and character. The grace of Christ will be made manifest in their daily conduct. We may safely ask those who profess to be sanctified, do the fruits of the Spirit appear in your life? Do you manifest the meekness and lowliness of Christ and reveal the fact that you are learning daily in the school of Christ, shaping your life after the pattern of His unselfish life? The best evidence that any of us can have of our connection with the God of heaven is that we keep His commandments. The best proof of faith in Christ is distrust of self and dependence upon God. The only reliable proof of our abiding in Christ is to reflect His image. Just so far as we do this, we give evidence that we are sanctified through the truth, for the truth is exemplified in our daily life.